Last night it was about 9:30 or so when we actually had an incident that took place in the lobby of the law enforcement center. There's an unlocked lobby area with a phone in that people can come in and they can contact dispatch down there if they have business to take care of after hours, this type of thing. In that lobby, there was some type of a smoke incident. Alarms went off. Of course, responding officers got there. They found there was something in there that was burning, type of a thing. So Wapton Fire Department was there, Wapton Police, Richland County Sheriff's Office, BCI guys. I mean, there was science school showed up. Everybody showed up there. So they did some looking at video quickly to see what happened or what was going on. And we found that there was actually an individual that had entered the lobby area. And when he did that, there was something was taken out, some type of a device you could see that was set on the ground and lit, and then the person ran.
Okay.
From there, of course, they searched buildings and made sure there wasn't any other types of things around like that, and made sure the buildings were secure and secured the area. And at that point, we contacted the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and BCI was going to lead the investigation. So that's where they're at now is with that.
Okay, and I would imagine any kind of description of this individual, too, that'll be forthcoming.
Yeah, it wasn't much to see on the video there. I know that there's probably going to be other things that are going to be looked at because okay. I know that there's a lot of video that's out there. People have it. So that'll be part of the investigation is looking to see what we can find for information. So.
And anybody that has any information should contact you as quick as they can.
Absolutely, yeah. Just call us down there. You can call the dispatch center or the sheriff's office, either one. 642-7777 gets you directly to dispatch, and 7711 would get you to the sheriff's office.
All right. Sounds good. Larry, thank you for that. Let's